Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very interesting program lined up for you today. Carl Andrews is an interactive mental comedian, and he is also, let me get the right proper description, psychological illusionist. How about that? Carl,
perfect.
Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Glad you're on. So, break it down for us first. What is a psychological illusionist?
Well, I work with people. I always say that at the beginning of the mental comedy show that I use suggestion, perception, deception, and misdirection to create a show that happens in their mind. It's a little bit easier than saying, I mean, another way of saying it would be a mentalist, but a lot of people don't know exactly what a mentalist is. And I just found that psychological illusionist is
okay.
A little bit more descriptive. It's all psychological. I'm reading body language and people, and we're just creating some illusions that, like I said, happen in their mind. And it's a lot of fun, and it's very visual.
Interesting. You also do interactive mental comedian. So you this is what you do.
I mean,
this is your thing.
That's my job. Yeah, exactly.
So I read your background. You've been all over the world. Good grief. I mean, I'd love to see your passport. You've been to Canada, Mexico, England, Germany, Austria, France, Italy, Belgium, Switzerland, Holland, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway.
I quit counting at 60 countries on 5 continents.
Wow. And you've been on your share of cruise ships, I bet.
Oh, hundreds. Yeah.
Wow.
I enjoy
so
that.
Fascinating. So this is what you do. So, and the website, before I forget, carlandrews.com. And there's also, we're going to talk about some iPhone apps that Carl also will share with us at mojosoftwareonline.com. But so give us kind of the background. What got you into this? And then we'll talk about how it relates to money and how people can make money doing it. So we'll come back to that.
Well, I was like a lot of kids fascinated by just magic in general, you know, when I was a kid, and see it on television and wonder how they did it. And I think one day somebody did a card trick for me, which prompted me to go to the library and get every book I could find on magic so I could try and figure out what was going on and learn it myself. And so I started doing sleight of hand, you know, cards and coins and, you know, what we call close-up magic. I started working in some restaurants and bars, table hopping, you know, entertaining, and that would lead to some parties. And before long, I was joining the International Brotherhood of Magicians and meeting other people. And so for years, I did a comedy magic act on the ships and for corporate events and so forth. And a couple of years ago, just started doing more research into the mental aspect and found that fascinating. And it's just been what I've been doing for the last couple of years. I find it fascinating to deal with the human mind and the fun things you can do with that.
That's very interesting. So people, when you work your magics, no pun intended, but when you do this, you do it in a way, and it has a lot of implications for financial stuff as well. People's perceptions, would you agree with this? I guess this is a statement, Carl. Would you agree that that people's perceptions really aren't as sharp as they think they are, and that they could, if they're not careful, they could really easily be manipulated or fooled because of what people can do with magic is obviously people could do the same with other types of things that might financially harm people.
Oh, exactly. People really don't realize how easily they can be manipulated or misled or misdirected. I mean, it happens every day, all the time. Well, I mean, not just for entertainment purposes.
Right, right. Yeah, some of it's not funny at all.
So, exactly.
So what goes on, you know, without spilling all your secrets, Carl, or getting you kicked out of the Brotherhood, okay, but what are some of the things that go on that cause this for people to see the show that you want them to see in their minds? What are some of the things that are going on and are happening?
Well, people tend to blindly, a lot of times, just accept what is said without looking into it any further. And so what you usually do and what I do is that you develop a rapport with the audience. Once they like you, they tend to buy into what you're selling them without question. And so they're easily misled to where you want them to go, where you, if you're doing magic, for example, they're misled into where you want them to look or what they believe is happening. And in a lot of cases, especially when you're dealing with sleight of hand, it's already happened.
Yeah.
By the time you're aware of it, it's over. You know, so you have no chance. So, yeah, people are easily misled just because they tend to follow what looks to be normal. They don't really look into it any further. They just kind of follow along.
Interesting.
You know, for the most part. And it's funny because adults or, you know, old people, you know, people sometimes think, well, I'm older, I'm smart enough, that won't happen to me. But I remembered when I was first doing magic, you know, it's actually harder to fool the children than it is the adults. They're more easily manipulated and misled.
Why
in a
is
lot
that?
Of ways. Well, the children, they don't know what's impossible. You know, they don't, you know, they're not as easily led because they don't have the same experiences. You know, they don't know what can and can't be done. They're not just blindly following along, whereas you would, and most adults would just accept things because of their past experience.
I see.
And so if it looks this way, smells this way, it must be this way. But that's not always the case. You know?
Interesting. So it's really with people's perceptions, these little things that can be done, and you mentioned body language, doing the work. It's a feedback loop. You know, you're reading the target, if you will. You're reading them in how you, when you perform the magic, especially with up close magic work, right?
Right. Yeah. And you kind of know from experience, you know, what works, and so after a while, it gets almost automatic to the point where I don't necessarily have to read you as much because I know from experience that if I do this, if I say this, I move this way, you'll do this and you'll respond that way for the most part, you know, and you'll occasionally find it where you have to work a little differently for an individual. But for the most part, people in general will follow the same pattern. You know, if it worked for one, it usually worked for most all of them.
Which is harder, the up-close magic with an individual, or is it doing a room or being in the middle of a room where people can see you from multiple angles? Which is the hardest?
I think the hardest and the one that requires the most skill from the technical standpoint has always been the close-up.
Okay.
You know, there's no distance. You know, they're right there. They can see everything. So you don't have any visual illusions that are helped by the aided
distance.
By distance.
Yeah.
A bigger misdirection. It's all right there. You're right in front of you. You're right next to you. You can touch the person. You can, you know, they can see everything. So it requires a little bit more skill. And I always enjoyed that. That's still my favorite, is sleight of hand magic, although most of my shows now are the mental comedy.
Interesting. Interesting. Carl Andrews, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today. Interactive mental comedian, what we call it? A
psychological illusionist.
Illusionist. See, you already had me tricked, Carl, with that. stay right there. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And welcome back. We have Carl Andrews on the line with us, and he is a psychological illusionist. There, I got it right. The website is carlandrews.com. He's also got the iPhone apps that are over on, what's the name of that website again, Carl?
MojoSoftwareOnline.com.
There we go, Mojo. MojoSoftwareOnline.com. So you do this. This is what you do, and you see a lot of things in how people react and how they respond to magic, and the different techniques. I hit this point. I want to come back to it about the perceptions. See, because when I watch a show, I watch it kind of with, there's two parts of my brain going at the same time. One, I'm very enthralled with the ability of the magician to do the things they're doing and just the pure skill. And then the other part of my brain is I am looking the entire time to try to figure out how the heck they're doing it. So I've got my guard up. But of course, maybe that's exactly what the magician wants me to do.
Well, you do have the guard up, but the problem a lot of times is that the audience they don't see because they don't know what to look for.
I see.
Here's a simple example, I think.
Okay.
I was in Barcelona, and I saw the guys on the Rambla, the main street there, playing the three shell game. It's an old con. It's been around for years and years, but people still fall for it, which is surprising almost in itself. But the basic thing, instead of three shells and a pea, they're using three matchbox covers and a little ball. And so I'd watch them, because I was there for the day, and I'd watch them, on and off for a long period of time. Now, the guy is on the street, and he's got the three matchbox and the ball, and he's gathered a crowd around him. And so I'd see some of the, I was working a cruise ship, so I'd see some of the guests from the cruise ship. They'd be curious. They'd wander over to watch the game. And they make it look so easy, like, how could you not know where the ball is when they mix up the matchboxes? So they're tempted to play. What they don't realize is he's not working alone. There's a team of about five people. Mm. And so you'll see people playing with him, and they're winning, and you go, hey, I could have won that too. But they're with him.
Right,
he's letting them win. But it looks so easy, it's so tempting, that they draw you in, and then you'll win. They might even let you win like $10, and now you'll be really excited. So now he's saying, well, now the bet's $50.
Right.
And he'll just try and get more and more from you. And and I saw a passenger lose $200 in like less than a minute.
Wow.
You don't know. You took for granted that he was working by himself, and those people, I guess this is the point I was making, those people who you saw winning were with him. Didn't occur to you. You just thought, they're winning, I can win too, and now you're roped in.
Yeah, and then comes the sleight of hand.
And then comes the sleight of hand, and you don't see it coming, because it looked easy until you put your money down.
Well, you make a very good point, Carl, about that part of it in the deception, which obviously plays very well to the analogy of with Bernie Madoff and some of these other scams that have occurred, mm-hmm. is that people, they were allowed to win, and there were more people in on it. And they were, they've got returns, quote unquote, on paper, showing them making 12 and 15 or more percent returns, while everybody else is either losing or flat. And, again, they're all in on it, and they get you to put more money. In fact, I had a person one time come into my office, Carl, that had historical returns. He showed me from the advisor he had for years that was these wonderful returns even when the market was down, and that was inducing him to put more money into it, and it was all fake. It was all a fraud, and it ended up he got nothing out of this huge investment he thought he had.
Well, generally, if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
Well, there you go.
So
let's use that keen insight that you have, not necessarily to spoil any magician's fun with the magic or how they make a living, but that's a good overall thought is, if it's too good to be true, it is. But using the magician's analogy, which of course can translate over to the other side with finances, how do we better keep our guard up? How do we control our perceptions or have maybe a little more influence on them?
Yeah, that's the really hard part. The hard thing to do is because you really have to be kind of informed.
Yeah.
The same thing when you mentioned the Madoff scandal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really have, if you're not informed, you have never heard of pyramid schemes, then you just have to come down to common sense. If it's too good, there's something, you have to do some research. So it comes down to knowledge. It's like I've said to people, if I told you exactly what I was doing before I did it, then you wouldn't be fooled. It comes down to knowledge. You have to know. You can't just walk into stuff blindly and say, well, Joe's making money from this guy, I'll give him some money too. It just sounds too good to be true. Do some research.
That's very good, Carl, because, you mentioned and you also mentioned the fact that people, there's five or six people involved with the three-card game, the three mm-hmm. the boxes are. But,
right, three-shell game or yeah. the three-card Monty, the same thing.
Same thing. So there's more people involved, and, there can be the same thing going on where you have somebody pulling a financial scam or trying to get people into something that is really not good for them, and they could have fake testimonials. That's why in the financial industry, that's a very, you know, it's something that's not allowed because of that risk. But, you know, you don't know just because somebody else has done okay with it. You know, if a friend of yours has invested with somebody and they're happy, that doesn't mean you should lower your guard because they might be getting duped themselves.
That's right. And I've actually seen that happen too on one of those pyramid type schemes when I was living in Hawaii, and there was a bank in Grenada that was offering incredible returns, kind of like, you know, the Madoff deal.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple of people that I knew who got into it. They're making nice returns for a while, and then all of a sudden it got closed down and they lost whatever they had in there. So yeah, you just have to stay on guard because one of your friends is doing well. You're right. It doesn't mean that he's not being duped too. Maybe he doesn't even know it.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah. Either he knows it or he doesn't know. Either way, it's not. You know, you can't assume that.
Yeah, you can't assume because it's working for him that it's going to work for you, because you know, a couple months from now he may be in bad shape and lost all his money and you will have followed suit.
Interesting. Very interesting. Carl Andrews is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Website is carlandrews.com, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we are back with Carl Andrews. He is a psychological illusionist and a interactive mental comedian, and the website is carlandrews.com. Tell us a little bit. You got mojosoftwareonline.com for the apps for the iPhone. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that my listeners would appreciate knowing more about that.
Yeah, I was fascinated with computers as well when they first came out, when there was first personal computer. I grabbed a personal computer and eventually got interested in the programming, because I thought, well, it'd be really nice if a computer could do some magic tricks, and that's what I did at first. And I was writing some shareware programs, and I just got into programming as a hobby, really, building computers and that kind of thing. And then the iPhone came out, and it was another language. I already had several computer languages, but I didn't have Objective-C, which is what the iPhone operating system uses. So I picked up a book and wound up learning that language and programming in C. So my original thought was, oh, it'd be cool if the iPhone could do some magic tricks. And so I have quite a few of them that they do magic tricks. So I have a game, like an old retro-style, almost arcade-type game. I have a Bible trivia game. And I have a sound music controller for acts to control their music and all their sound cues for their shows. And that seems to be really, really popular. And
that's,
they can just search Carl Andrews on the App Store.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask how they get it. So they can go to their App Store. They
search Carl Andrews.
Yeah. All right, search Carl Andrews, and they can get it. And so these are things that they would do to
entertain their friends.
Their friends. So it's something that actually puts kind of the power of a magician in your hand.
Exactly. It's right in your pocket. You
want
to entertain somebody at a party, boom, you can do it. And in many cases, they're not even aware that the iPhone, that it's an app. Necessarily that the iPhone is doing it. You know, I mean, they're very innocent looking. A lot of them are really deceptive, so the audience has no idea.
That's good. See, I need to do that.
You get the credit.
I have to make sure my wife doesn't tell everybody before I get a chance to do it. You know, let me some tricks, and she'll be like, "Oh, it's the app." I'll say, "Stop, hold on, let me do the trick first."
Exactly. Yeah. And the games you can play just to entertain yourself. They're fun games, too.
That's cool. Now, back over on your website, thecarlandrews.com, you've also got, you know, I mentioned that there was kind of two angles with the financial elements of what you do. One is, of course, to understand the psychological things and, you know, about financial risk or frauds, and some insight we got there from you, Carl. But also, people can make money doing magic.
Oh, definitely.
And so you've got some resources there on your website that people can learn to do these things. And if they want, you know, a lot of people are looking for, as they transition to retirement, maybe something that will, you know, be something that they can do to for some extra money. And so this, you've got some tools to kind of help them get a jump start.
Yeah, I've gotten, and it's funny because I have gotten several emails from people who say, you know, that I've used this information and now I have a job performing, and I'm very thankful. And so what I did was I put out several videos, which some of them are now in DVD format just a while ago, and books, one of them being How to Make a Living Performing close-up magic at restaurants and hotels, which I used to do for years, where restaurants, you would go from table to table entertaining people, and it would help the restaurant out. So if things were slow in the kitchen, or you know, they were real busy and people were waiting for tables, the entertainment aspect would kind of cover that, and it would also add atmosphere to the restaurant. So the hotels and restaurants benefit greatly, but it's also a source of income for the performer who gets hired by the restaurant. In addition to that, he's advertising his services now for private parties for the people who see him at the restaurant. So, yeah, there are several books that, and some of the material is easy, and some is geared more for the person with a little bit of experience. It may take a little bit more time and effort and practice to do some of the material, but there's different levels.
That's good. So they can get that right from the carlandrews.com website.
Right. There's a products page that lists all the different things I have available.
And
it'll
cool.
give a description so they can see what's in each product.
That's good. That's very good. That's interesting, Carl. I like it, and I think it's helpful for people who want to take a look at this. Let me grab one more quick break. We'll be right back with Carl Andrews, carlandrews.com. Stay right there.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Carl Andrews on the line with us, psychological illusionist and mental comedian, and the websites that we've mentioned before the break, carlandrews.com, more information about Carl and what he does there, and then the iPhone app, mojosoftwareonline.com. There's several apps there that can turn you into a magician, put that on your iPhone, and amaze your friends.
Definitely.
And, yeah, just don't let your wife tell them before you do it. And
right.
So any other insight you could share with us, Carl? I'm always fascinated by, you know, how our minds work, and, you know, how we are, you know, we're smarter than we think we are, but also not as smart as we think we are. Talk to me a little bit about some of these other ways that one of the things I've heard other magicians I've had on the program, and also similar psychological areas, is the ability to divert attention. Talk to me a little bit more about that. How do you get people to look in a certain place or way, as opposed to where the real sleight of hand is going on?
Yeah, it's all about being natural, and it's also your mannerisms too. Like if I wanted you to look at my right hand, I would be looking at my right hand.
Ah, okay.
So your eyes generally will follow my head and my eyes. And the idea is if you're going to do something with your left hand, that it remains natural. It's nothing, no funny movements, nothing suspicious, but you're diverting attention. This is just a simple example.
Yeah.
By looking at your right hand. It'll get other people to look at your right hand as well. It moves, it does something, or you're just staring at it even. You'll find people will stare at it too. What are you looking at? it's a matter of you conveying what you want them to do by doing it yourself. And the same thing with looking.
Interesting. And so a lot of the things that when we see magicians do the various things, they've got a lot of props that are in there that are, you know, really to serve as that distraction or a way to divert attention from where the trick's really going on.
Yeah, it could even be noise. An assistant drops something. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to look.
Yeah.
You hear bang, you turn and look, and now it's done.
And is there a speed factor? I mean, you know, I'm sure with practice that, you know, the sleight of hand that needs to occur can happen very, very quickly.
Happens quickly, but it should not look. There should be no quick movements on your part.
I see.
So the sleight is performed. It's performed quickly, but your hands are not moving quickly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because any sudden movement or strange out of the ordinary movement from your hands, even if they didn't see it, they would suspect it.
Ah.
So you want them to not suspect, let alone detect, the sleight of hand.
That's really interesting, Carl. Carl Andrews, ladies and gentlemen, interactive mental comedian and psychological illusionist, teaching me new words for my dictionary and helping us understand a little bit more about both magic and how this is done. And also, you know, there's obviously implications for the care and things to be paying attention to when it comes to your finances. CarlAndrews.com and MojoSoftwareOnline.com. Carl, thank you so much for being on the program.
My pleasure. Really enjoyed being here.
All right. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.